It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
You knew you'd have to play a really tight game tonight if you had a real chance of winning. Barracuda did that for a good portion of the game. They got some outstanding goaltending from Magnus Crona, who ended up making 28 saves on the night. But it's just not enough as the Firebirds win this one, a final score of 4-0. And with the win, Coachella Valley is up to 62 points on the season. They sit atop the division. They have points now in 10 straight games, 8-0, 1-1 over their last 10. And the Barracuda are now just 1-3 against the Firebirds this season. They are shut out for just the fourth time this year. Let's recap this one. Cole Lind, late in the first at 15-24, would work in coming down the right side and go forehand, backhand on Magnus Crona to open up the scoring in the first period for Lind's 10th of the year. Max McCormick and Andrew Podorowski picked up the assist. Less than 30 seconds later, Artem Guriev threw a hit on Podorowski, and it kind of set the tone for what turned out to be a very chippy game. Guriev given a match penalty, his night over, so the Barracuda had to play the remainder of the game with just five defensemen. And we go into the second period, still with it at a 1-0 Firebird lead. And in the second, both goaltenders were just outstanding. But Magnus Crona would make some beautiful denials, including this one on Petro Seppala coming down from the left point.
Two to each, his shot blocked, ricochets to Seppala on the left point. Back to five on five, Podorowski out of the box, as is Rao. Here's a chance for Seppala coming down the left wing. Oh, what a save by Magnus Crona to keep it at just a one goal deficit.
Beautiful save for Magnus Crona. He was not done in that second period. He'd make this stop on Ottavainen.
Turnover, now to the point, Ottavainen, stick save by Crona. That's another great save.
Great save by Magnus Crona, and then he'd make this stop on Shane Wright.
To the near side for Rinke. Down low, McCormick give it off for Wright. A great save by Crona once again as he shrugs the left arm up to keep it out.
Magnus Crona outstanding in the second period, made 10 stops. The Barracuda, their best chance of the night. In fact, it'd be two chances. First, Thomas Bortolo, right in tight on Chris Drieger, who'd deny him with the left pad on a forehand backhand move. And then moments later, Kyle Rao had a chance to tie the score in the second, but Drieger would turn that aside as well.
From Bortolo, got lucky he didn't upend Morrison for a penalty. Barracuda forced a turnover. This could be a chance for Bortolo on the backhand. Drieger the save. Drieger with another stop. You have got to be kidding me. Highway robbery from Chris Drieger. Not one, but two. 10 bell stops to keep it at a 1-0 Firebird lead.
Incredible sequence of saves from Chris Drieger as the Barracuda just could not solve him, and he kept it at a 1-0 Firebird lead after 40 minutes of play. We go into the third, and the Firebirds would really take the air out of the sails of the Cuda in their attempt to come back into the game because of the play of Drieger. Just 1:25 into the third, Max McCormick would light the lamp as Andrew Podorowski found him right in front, and McCormick went to the backhand upstairs to give the Firebirds a 2-0 lead. Coachella Valley would seal the win with a couple of empty netters, both shorthanded. First, Ryan Winterton, his 14th, and then Marion Studenich, his 10th. It was a chippy affair tonight. There's no question about it. The Barracuda finished the game with 21 combined penalty minutes. Coachella Valley given 8. It was chippy all the way to the final end. But the Cuda got goalied tonight by Chris Drieger. And you tip your cap to Magnus Crona as well. He was outstanding, did plenty to pick up the win, just got no run support. And unfortunately for the Cuda, their winning streak comes to an end at 2.
And their point streak comes to an end at 3. They're back on the ice on Saturday in Bakersfield to take on the Condors to close out this 3-game road trip. Their winning goaltender, Chris Drieger, he's up to now 4 shutouts on the year, his 8th career blank sheet in the AHL, and his record now stands at 13-5-3 on the season. The losing goaltender is Magnus Crona. He is now 4-11-4 on the season. Barracuda, their record drops to 16-23-8. They stay put at 40 points. Coachella Valley up to 62 points. They are 28-12-4-2. These teams will run it back next Wednesday at Texas Arena. Barracuda, though, have a game in between that game. That'll be on Saturday in Bakersfield against the Condors. Cuda fall tonight by a final score of 4-0 in the hands of the Coachella Valley Firebirds. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether they listened or they watched. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Saturday in Bakersfield. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30. For our entire organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying so long and good night from the Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.